Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, I see that Zohran Mamdani has clinched victory. That is in the Democratic primary for New York City as their mayor. Now, this quickly drew more attacks and threats of arrest from President Donald Trump. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what is he being threatened of arrest for. That is, if he resists ICE. But it's becoming just a little, well, I guess, interesting. John Day is a U.S. attorney. He joins us this morning. John, good morning to you, or evening. How are you?
I'm well, Howard. Good morning. Good to be with you.
Nice to chat to you. It's clearly a case where stakes are rising, so are concerns. It's really quite, to me, unfathomable that this is what the Democratic Party has decided aligns with its values of New York in New York City. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, this is a gift to Donald Trump and the Republicans because they're able to now use Mamdani as the figurehead of the future of the Democratic Party, and they are not wasting a minute in trying to pile on the attacks and sharpen the focus on him. They're defining the question, the Republicans are, and Trump is. And as you mentioned, Trump is now in his way. He's saying that, well, if Mamdani, as mayor of New York, is going to resist the efforts to by ICE, the Immigration and Customs mm-hmm. Enforcement, to round up people who are here illegally, if he's going to resist that, then he may face arrest because there is a law in this country that says if you harbor illegal immigrants and give them aid and take certain steps to protect them and so on, you could be arrested. So this is a gift to Trump. It's exactly what he wanted. And he's, you know, I mean, he's a political genius, whatever your thoughts about him. And so he's using this, he's using Mamdani as the future of the Democratic Party, threatening him with arrest, threatening him with deportation. And that's exactly where the Republicans want the Democrats right now.
The reality is that it potentially does reflect the trend in the Democratic Party. We've seen over the last number of years the squad becoming more vocal. This is really just an extension of that element. Do you think that this will ultimately lead to a split in the party, or will the party move in this direction?
Well, that really is the question. And rather than turning more centrist, rather than turning, if you remember what Bill Clinton did with the Democrats back in the early 90s, when he moved them to the middle of the road, away from the far left progressive path that they were on, and he had his concept was basically a one of triangulation, where mm. you could isolate the far left elements and move the bulk of the party to the center. I mean, that's what some Democratic thought leaders are saying should have happened. Instead, as you point out, this most recent election in New York. Now, New York may be an outlier because it is New York, but it doesn't mean the Republicans aren't going to, you know, take this opportunity to bash the Democrats and their future and their leadership. But it hasn't, as you point out, the election indicates something that is a reaction to Trump, and rather than become more centrist, more moderate, makes it appear as if the Democrats are taking a page from the, as you said, the squad and AOC mm-hmm. and moving far to the left. Mamdani, of course, what's happening is he's generating a huge amount of response, financial and otherwise, from people in New York who are horrified at the idea of a democratic socialist running the city that contains Wall Street. So his opponents, like Eric Adams, the current mayor, who's got his own issues, and then Andrew Cuomo, the former governor, who people thought was going to win that nomination, are still generating support. They're still generating a lot of financial support from the business interests who can't really picture a democratic socialist running the city that houses Wall Street.
there's 3 million, round about 3 million Jews living in New York. I don't know how it works in terms of numbers of voters. But the fact is that there are 3 million Jews living in New York. The Jewish New Yorkers have traditionally been very, very strong supporters of the Democrats. Since October 7th, where we've started to see much more visibility and strength from this far left part of the party, we've seen Donald Trump being very supportive of Israel. Does this give the Republicans an opportunity to win over a very significant part of the voter base, one that's traditionally never supported it?
Yeah, I think the answer is cautiously yes. I think what you're seeing is Mamdani's support was significant among what's seen as sort of a younger progressive Jewish community in New York. And by the way, the Jewish community of New York is 10% of the city's population. But so there is a strain of the progressive left that was supporting him. But I think the bulk, what it seems to be, the bulk of the party doesn't know which way to go. And that's what, the Republicans are taking a lot of pleasure in. But the idea that even some Jewish leaders in New York, you've got Chuck Schumer and Gerald Nadler, Schumer, this Democratic Senate leader, Nadler, the Democratic congressman from New York, both indicating support for Mamdani. It's somewhat significant because they are not generally considered super far left. But he's got support from them, and he's also been received support from Brad Lander, another Jewish candidate. There was a sort of a cross endorsement deal that they had. So I think people are still waiting to see where the chips are going to fall here, because no one quite has an idea of what the dynamic's going to be with the general election, where you have the independent candidates, Adams, probably Cuomo. And does that send people into the arms of the Republicans? And again, this is something we haven't talked about, but now you have Elon Musk, your countryman sometime, arguing now for the establishment of a third political party, not based on this, based on the budget bill, but the idea of sending a traditional group of Democratic supporters somewhere else is certainly something that's in the works.
What's interesting is that what might be possible is, instead of moving traditional Democrat voters all the way over to Republicans, it might be easier for them to vote for an independent. But Eric Adams himself has a little bit of a checkered history in terms of corruption. How real is that a concern?
Well, that's a concern. And, his history is one of a federal prosecution was halted by the Trump administration. And so Adams and Trump have a very tight bond, politically anyway. But the bulk of the traditional Democratic establishment, including the Democratic Jewish establishment, was seen to be coalescing behind Andrew Cuomo, the former governor. And that's what was shocking about this, is that he had the establishment, he had the money from Wall Street supporting him, he had the business interests and the traditional Democratic establishment, and Cuomo was considered the front runner. And so whether that shakes out in terms of a big split in the vote with these independent candidates drawing from Mamdani remains to be seen. But I think you're going to see the progressive left hold together. You're going to see traditional Democrats looking for a place to go. Are they comfortable going back to Mamdani? I mean, here's a guy who won't condemn the term globalized intifada. I mean, he won't do it. He's had so many opportunities to do it, and he won't do it. And what does that mean for the bulk of the Democratic voters in the city?
He also wrote something yesterday that actually bothered me quite a bit, because it made him seem quite dishonest. He said he lived in South Africa, which he might or might not have done, and he said there it was quite normal for him to wear a kafir on his body, and I thought, whoa, hold on a minute. I've lived in South Africa pretty much all my life, and you do see people wearing kafirs, but only as performative demonstration of Palestinian or pro-Palestinian support. You never, never, ever, ever see kaffirs in South Africa. Certainly I haven't, being worn just as a normal day-to-day attire. Now, maybe over the last couple of months, there's a group in Cape Town who would, just because they want to show support. But again, it's support for Palestinian causes. So for him to make that kind of a comment really, really bothered me, because, you know, I'm all for people believing and being true to who they are. I might disagree with them, and I might think it's absolutely ridiculous what he believes, but as long as he's authentic. But when you make a comment like that, it means there's a level of either dishonesty or manipulation, and that to me is a red flag. What do we know about him in terms of integrity?
Well, you know, good questions. And in fact, earlier today, there was a pretty good piece in the Jerusalem Post fact-checking a lot of Mondami's history and public statements. And there have been some exaggerations of things that he has said, but there's also been a lot of substantiation for a lot of the things that he's said and stood for, and the people that he's associated with, and the programs that he's gone on with people who have some pretty objectionable concepts. And so when you dig into the past, you realize that, you know, there's a lot there, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, as the expression goes. But he's got, it worked for him. It worked for him in this election. And whether it was a New York reaction to Trump and ICE and, you know, whatever their people are seeing going on around the country, the idea that the Democratic centrist moderate Cuomo didn't prevail and didn't win over that group of voters tells you that something's going on. And Trump is right. He's put his finger on something that is incredibly divisive and going to be incredibly divisive for the Democratic Party, I suppose, unless they get their act together and decide where they want to be, what direction they want to go. Is it the Mondami direction, or is it something more like Bill Clinton put together in the 90s?
Will be fascinating to see, because I suspect that we are going to see Trump ripping New York apart over this. John Day, thank you as always. Awesome to chat to you.